I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. After a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and House Republicans last night, there is still no clear path toward ending the controversy over family separation at the border with Mexico. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Lawmakers say the president gave 1,000% backing to two immigration bills during their meeting yesterday, but they did not figure out how to end the uproar over kids being taken from parents at the border. Earlier in the day, the president stuck to a hardline stance.
Politically correct or not, we have a country that needs security.
But he also acknowledged the separations have to stop and that media coverage of them is taking a toll. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Council met in Geneva Wednesday for the first time since the United States announced it was leaving the body. VOA's Michael Brown reports.
The United States seat was left empty at the session. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, announced the United States' decision to withdraw from the council on Tuesday.
We take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization.
She lambasted the UN body for its chronic bias against Israel and lamented the fact that its membership includes accused human rights abusers such as China, Cuba, Venezuela, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Michael Brown, VOA News.
UN investigators said Syrian government troops and affiliated forces committed war crimes and a crime against humanity in their long siege of eastern Ghouta through heavy bombardment and deliberately starving 265,000 people. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Yemeni